And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. And a man is dead after crashing a vehicle into Temple, Israel, and exchanging gunfire with security during an active shooting incident Thursday afternoon, according to multiple law enforcement sources. Authorities say the incident began around 12:30 p.m. when the suspect drove a truck into the front entrance of the synagogue, located at 5725 Walnut Lake Road. Police believe the crash was intentional, and the vehicle caught fire shortly after impact, sending smoke through the building. According to investigators, the suspect exited the burning vehicle armed with a rifle. It was confronted by on-site security personnel. A senior federal law enforcement source reports that the suspect exchanged gunfire with security before being shot and killed. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard confirmed that no children, staff, or congregants were injured. Preliminary information indicates the driver maneuvered around security bollards before ramming the building, causing significant damage near the entrance. The fire was contained, and emergency crews evacuated the area as a precaution. Michigan State Police urged the public to avoid the scene while the investigations continue. Temple Israel, one of the largest Reform synagogues in the country, includes a preschool and serves a large regional congregation. All children were accounted for and safely removed from the building, officials said. Investigators from local, county, and federal agencies are now working to determine the suspect's identity, motive, and whether the attack was connected to any broader threats. Officials say more information will be released as the investigation develops. And although Sanilac County's two canine officers have retired, a new one is ready to serve. Dover, who is a male German Shepherd from Poland, has joined the department. He is ready to take on the duties of narcotics detection, tracking, and suspect apprehension. Besides the Sheriff's Department, Dover will also work with the county's drug task force and will also assist other agencies when needed. Dover's partner and handler is Deputy Jennifer Dolette, and the new canine officer will take over the work that had been done by other canine officers, Phoenix and Susanna. Phoenix retired from the Sheriff's Department and Drug Task Force after 5 years of service due to medical issues. Susanna works at the jail in security and narcotic detection and is set to retire on April 1st. And we will be right back after this message from Elkton Motorsports.
Big jobs on big properties demand a big side-by-side, one that's big in power, performance, and comfort. Enter the first-ever Honda Pioneer 1000 Deluxe Crew. Available at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton, the Pioneer 1000 Deluxe Crew has loads of power thanks to a 999cc engine and a 6-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission. It delivers serious performance, sporting a hefty hauling capacity and a 2,500-pound towing capacity. Both made easy when it comes to comfort. The Pioneer 1000 Crew shines, giving you best-in-class comfort for six occupants. Hop in the back seat and you've got shoulder room for three and leg room to spare. As for durability and build quality, we'll let the Honda name speak for itself. Head to Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton and see the Pioneer 1000 Deluxe Crew today. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet, use eye protection, keep the side nets and doors closed, and always wear seat belts. Honda side-by-sides are for riders 16 and older.
Colorectal cancer is the leading cancer killer in men under 50 and the second leading cause of cancer death for women under 50. The American College of Radiology urges you to get screened, starting at age 45. Now, Medicare and insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but less invasive exams like virtual colonoscopy. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/ Virtual CT.
And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. My name's Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.